Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, most of you already know about a group of people who are going to come to give retreat, a group called Communio. So they will be here to give retreat on the topic of marriage relationship and the family life. So this Sunday also, our homily is based on the topic of marriage relationship and the family life. You know, when we look into the Gospel of Matthew and in the Gospel of Luke, we can find the genealogy of Jesus. Matthew, you know, gives in the very beginning, at the very beginning of his gospel. And Luke gives in chapter 3. And when we compare the genealogy of Matthew with the genealogy of Luke, it's totally different. Except few. You know, Matthew starts his genealogy from Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac. Isaac became the father of Jacob, and so on. But Luke starts from Adam. So why there is a difference between these two gospels in giving genealogy? You know, we need to understand one thing. Matthew was writing his gospel for the people of Jews, mainly for the people of Jews. And Luke wrote his gospel for the downtrodden, the outcast. That's why in his gospel, if you read his gospel, Luke's gospel, he gives importance to mostly women who were not considered as an important people in the society in those days. So Luke wanted to bring up the lowly. But Matthew's gospel was written for the people of Jews. But whether it is written for Jews or for Gentiles, it doesn't matter. But you see, why they have given this genealogy? Many a times we don't reflect upon the genealogy of Jesus. We don't have homily on that. We just, because, you know, that's names. But those names are very much important. Those names reveal the unity in the church. You know, each family was chosen by God from the beginning. Abraham was given. The word of God came to Abraham and said, I will make your descendants great. And Abraham's son Isaac, and also you see in the what we call family of Abraham, there is another son, Ishmael. He also was blessed by God. And God promised Hagar, the mother of Ishmael, that he was going to make him also a great nation. So the family is important in the Bible. So that's why we see lots of names, lots of different families, different generations. The faith was passed from generation to generation. That's why these families are remembered still today, that they were faithful to God. The whole family was faithful to God. And today, our family too. We are called to have or we are called to put all our trust and faith on God. But you know, the faithful family always undergo pain and suffering. The faithful family will undergo persecution in different ways. It is not only the physical persecution. The persecution will take place in your heart by Satan. If you follow Christ, if your family is faithful to God, you know, your family has to face difficulties, pain, and suffering. But that is where God gives you promise. That is where God makes you strong. I am with you always. I am always there to guard you and guide you. So if you take from the Old Testament, all the families, whether the family of Abraham or Isaac or anybody, if you take, they received the blessings of God. God spoke to them and their family was preserved or safeguarded from all the evil ones or from the evildoers. So the faithful family, even though they undergo persecution and suffering, they are given what we call strengthened. They are strengthened. They are given power to overcome those situations. Dear friends in Christ, you know, in our family, when we grow, we forget about our forefathers. If you ask your children, they know their parents, their grandparents, of course, some of them great-grandparents. But many of us do not know before that. Our great-great-great-grandparents, we do not know how they lived and how this faith was given to us. So we are called in this modern world to live as a one family. You know, in this modern world, we don't see the joint family. We want to be separated. We want to, you know, exercise our freedom by ourselves. We don't want anybody to be hindered or blocked for our freedom. So we separate ourselves. But, you know, lot of children, they learn the faith from their grandparents or the great-grandparents. So they are very much important because the faith grows in the heart of the child, in the family. That's why the family is called to be the domestic church. So the faith is started growing in the heart of the child because of their parents and the grandparents and great-grandparents. And when it is given, the faith is given, the church nourishes that faith. The church strengthens that faith through the sacrament and through the teachings of the church and by the preaching. So the basic is given by the parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. So that's why we are called to live as a one family. You see, take, for example, Jesus himself. Jesus wanted to be born in a family. You know, God, anything is possible for God. If he could prefer, he could come by the fiery chariot as Prophet Elijah was taken. So God could come by the fiery chariot and stand among us and preach. He could come as a young man or like an old man, but he did not do that. You see, he wanted to be born in the womb of a mother, to experience the real love of a mother. You know, God himself wanted to be like one of us. he born and he grew in the family situation where Mother Mary and Joseph were teaching him. So even God wanted to be in the family. So same way for us, for as human beings, we need to be realizing that we need to be together. You know, when I was a small boy over in India, the families were, you know, having many children, almost some 8 or 9 or 10 children in a family. But nowadays, it is not so, just one or two children in the family, because the parents did not want to, or they don't want to take so much burden upon them. The parents sometimes consider children as a burden. So if we consider children as a burden, how can we make a faithful family here on earth? You know, last Sunday, I was speaking about I was giving homily about marriage relationship. So, in that, you know, I said, we are called to be one flesh. I mean, the husband and wife, you are called to be one flesh. As Adam, you know, found, or as God brought Eve to Adam, Adam, after seeing her, he said, you are the flesh of my flesh. You are the bone of my bones. So you are no different than me. We are united in one body and one soul. So when we are united in one body and one soul, how can we neglect the blessings of God in our life, having more children? And last Sunday also I was telling about the situation in China. They took a survey in China about why the people, the population was going down. And the survey was done among the unmarried and the young people. And most of them were not ready to marry. Most of them were staying single. And the reason that they said was the marriage life is difficult. It has so much responsibility, so much commitment. So we don't want to marry. So if this situation goes on in our family life, then there won't be any children. We will worry about ourselves and there won't be a family. So today, God calls us to use or utilize the gift of what he gives. And if we want to utilize the gifts what he gives, we need to be faithful to him as God speaks in today's readings. At least a little faith, Jesus said, can move even a mountain. A faith like a mustard seed will make a great change in the life of every one of us. So, without God, without having faith in God, we cannot be successful. So the genealogy, what Matthew and Luke gave, those people whom we see, the names, they were strongly faithful and they strongly believed in the providence of God. That's why they were able to remain in the struggles, in all kinds of pain and suffering as a one family. So let us ask God today, as we are called to reflect on our own family life, let us remember that we are chosen people, we are chosen family by God to bring forth the children for his glory bring forth God's people in this world for His glory. So let us ask God to change our mind. Let us be like those people whom we see in the genealogy, that to our life also will change, or we may also receive His blessings and grace and lead a family life according to what God wants. For that grace, let us pray during this Mass. Amen.